I'm John Batchelor with Professor James Shapiro. He is the Larry Miller Professor of English and Comparative Literature at Columbia University. I recommend especially The Year of Lear, the professor's book that we talked about many years ago, as revelatory not only of English human rights, but of what we inherited America, coming from a moment where Shakespeare entered into history. He's not outside worrying about witches in Scotland. He's inside looking at threats to the king. Right now, we're talking about whatever happened to people who threatened the king. That would be FDR. And I want to start with the villains. Martin dies. He serves and then tries to run for the Senate. Then he leaves Congress and he returned to Congress. Did he reflect on his moments as head of HUAC? Was that the high point of his life, or did he ever write it down, Jim?
No one knew it at the time when he was considered as a potential candidate for president in 1940, or at least vice president at that time. His name was spoken up. No one would have guessed that by the end of the war in 1945, Martin Dies' career would be in the rearview mirror. And he left, probably because of a health scare, had left Congress, returned, and tried to be returned to the House Un-American Activities Committee, which would last until 1975. But his fellow members of Congress would have none of it. They thought he was a dangerous man. Joe McCarthy thought he was the greatest communist hunter of all time, but that McCarthy was an exception. He left Congress, started writing for the John Birch Society, and suffered a couple of strokes and died virtually unknown, but has left a profound impact on the political nature of our country.
Hallie Flanagan went back to teaching, I believe, at Vassar. And then
she went. Yeah, go ahead.
And then she became ill, and I lose track of her. I think she died in 69.
She went back to Vassar. Her husband, her second husband, her first husband had died quite young. Her second husband died. She blamed the Dies Committee for his deterioration and death. She tried to take a job at Smith College. It didn't work out. She developed Parkinson's disease and felt and told friends that her life, everything had been a failure, and in a nursing home in her late years, was sure that the voices in the hallway were attacking her for being a communist. It's a very sad end for Hallie Flanagan.
And I've left time here for John Houseman and Orson Welles so we can tell the Hammond story. This is back to the beginning. Hammond was a critic who was unhappy with the Macbeth production, one of the few. And the scene is various from Houseman's point of view and Welles' point of view. Let's tell Houseman first, Jim.
John Hammond had lost his wife of 27 years, went to review that production of Macbeth at the Lafayette Theater, didn't realize how late the play was going to start, because there was a musical interlude that preceded the play and playing black songs and the rest. And he had to file his copy that evening. That's the way theater journalism worked at that time. So he had to leave before the play was over and was unforgiving. And he was in ill health at this time, desperately sad because of the death of his wife, and died 11 days later. What Houseman and Welles both decided to do was to imagine a story in which the members of the black drumming company and voodoo experts led by Assadata DeFora put a voodoo curse on this journalist who dared to criticize and this production, and argued that this voodoo curse led to his death the day after his story was published. All of this has been shown to be a fabrication, but it tells you, in a sense, how many showmen were involved in the story of the Federal Theater. Martin Dies on the one hand, and Orson Welles at the other extreme. And Orson Welles, late in the day, day argued against congressmen who were trying to close the Federal Theater on the radio, showing them and telling them how wrong they were.
The book is The Playbook, A Story of Theater, Democracy, and the Making of a Culture War. Not till Jim's book did I know that the story Wells and Houseman told about Voodoo Macbeth was make-believe. But it reminds me of another movie, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and that is where we're headed. When fact replaces legend, print the legend. Jim Shapiro, professor of Columbia University and author of The Playbook. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.